IKEA opens doors in FAR, marking a milestone for the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Texas Border Business, FAR, Texas. The much-anticipated opening of IKEA in FAR drew hundreds of residents and community leaders together to celebrate a project described as both game-changing and remarkably efficient. The Swedish retailer's arrival is not only a major retail milestone but also a symbol of economic growth and opportunity for the Rio Grande Valley. Kina Garcia, market manager for San Antonio, highlighted the impact of the new store for Rio Grande Valley residents. "Less than a year ago, we had a dream of opening a new IKEA store. We aimed to enhance everyday life for residents in the Rio Grande Valley. Our commute from here to San Antonio, 3.5 hours, that's over. We're here now," Garcia said. James Cummings, unit manager, stressed the store's local focus. "I'm proud to represent the nearly 50 co-workers hired to operate this store. Our team reflects the Rio Grande Valley community. We placed great emphasis on hiring locally, and it shows," he said. Cummings also announced a $10,000 donation to the food bank of the Rio Grande Valley. Festivities included gift card giveaways, mariachi music, and even a traditional Swedish log sawing ceremony to mark the official opening. FAR Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez praised the collaboration that brought IKEA to the city, emphasizing its regional impact. "Every time we do something in FAR with our great partner, Mr. Levine and his company Levcor, we always think about the region. What does this area really need to make us whole? In all seriousness, we are proud to be a strong partner with you and the IKEA family." The residents of the Rio Grande Valley have long desired bigger and better opportunities for their families. "We are both proud and humbled that, as a city, we can participate in this endeavor and bring such a phenomenal store to our community," Hernandez said. Larry Levine, president of Levcor, commended IKEA's efficiency and the city of FAR's openness to development. "I've been in development for 50 years, working with major tenants all over the world and across the United States. And I can honestly say, from the bottom of my heart, that I have never dealt with a tenant more organized, efficient, responsive, and timely than IKEA. To give you an idea, we signed this lease only about 6 months ago, and they said, we want to be open by October 1st. And here we are today. That is remarkable," Levine said. Levine also shared a lighthearted story about the famous IKEA meatballs, noting that, "We had to get 3 separate waivers from other tenants, because the rules say no food sales within 300 feet. We went back to 3 major tenants, all just so IKEA could serve their famous meatballs, and I have to say, they are worth it." Victor Perez, president and CEO of the FAR Economic Development Corporation, called the project a true game changer for the region. IKEA's decision to invest here marks the first facility of its kind in FAR, in South Texas, and in the entire Rio Grande Valley. A true game changer for our region. "By attracting global brands like IKEA, we are putting FAR on the international map, showing the world that we are ready to support world-class operations and partnerships," Perez said. Carlos Sanchez, president and CEO of the FAR Chamber of Commerce, echoed those sentiments, stressing the importance of long-term relationships. "Today is more than just a ribbon cutting or a grand opening, it marks the beginning of new relationships. At the FAR Chamber, we value not only bringing new businesses into our city but also supporting and retaining them. FAR is not just a place to open doors, it is a place to build lasting success," Sanchez said. "The opening of IKEA in FAR is more than a retail expansion. It represents economic investment, job creation, and a strong partnership between local leadership and an international brand. With its focus on accessibility, community engagement, and sustainability, the store is expected to have a lasting impact on the region, and yes, the meatballs are officially here to stay. First name, email.